California, where the majority of the USA's fresh food is grown, has perfect weather and soil for growing crops. However, the state experiences one major problem. It doesn't get enough rain. The solution to this lack of rain has been to dam the precious few rivers and redirect them to lands thousands of miles away that get as little as 18 centimeters of rain per year. Building dams also means creating reservoirs, which are artificial lakes. Lake Mead in the USA is an example of this. The lake is 180 kilometers long. It was formed between 1931 and 1936, when Hoover Dam was built. The dam is 220 meters tall, 379 meters wide, and 200 meters thick at its base. It controls floods, provides water for farms, and generates electricity from flowing river water. The water enters the dam through these towers and falls more than 200 meters. The falling water turns the turbines inside the dam. As the water falls, the pipes become smaller and the water flows faster. The water is traveling nearly 100 kilometers per hour when it reaches the turbines. The turbines turn these shafts 180 times per minute. The shafts are attached to generators, which produce massive electrical currents. Hydroelectric power provides about 24% of the world's electricity, but dams can cause problems too. A quickly formed reservoir can destroy animal and plant habitats. In hot, dry places, water can evaporate quickly from lakes, making the water saltier. When water is stored in a reservoir, its temperature also changes, and when the water is released, it may be too hot for some plants and animals to survive. Rivers are powerful natural forces. Dams borrow some of that power, so we can turn it into electricity and power our world.